Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me on May 5th here, Sunday, 2018. And I'm very grateful that you're not only listening, but that you send me these beautiful questions. And today we're going to talk about spiritual. That's what everybody seems to want to know. I get a lot of questions on this subject, and we're going to talk about what it means to be spiritual and maybe even what spiritual is. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I want to remind you that this radio program that you are listening to is available only because of the kindness of my sponsors. They are the ones that make all this possible with their quarterly or monthly donations, and I hope that you will become a sponsor and help us sustain our radio program, our TV efforts as well. Your support goes to pay for airtime. It's really that simple. It's nothing elaborate. And if you want to know more about what Aspire does and where your donations go, please go to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org. And when you get there, you will see support in the middle of the page, that word that everybody is so fearful of, support. We people learn to ignore that. And then a drop-down menu will ensue, and you will see it will say, why support Aspire? And there's so many reasons why. There's so many good reasons why. It does a lot of good for humankind, and it does a lot of good for you and many people that you may never meet in the flesh that you will be serving through this program. So I hope that you'll go and take a look and become a sponsor and help me. Spiritual. What does it mean to be spiritual? There's so many people out there claiming to be spiritual. Sometimes it's a little scary to me when I see what people think of as spiritual. I looked it up in the dictionary. Relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. Relating to religion or religious beliefs. That's about as far as it goes. It didn't go any deeper than that in the dictionary. To me, the whole thing of spiritual, well, I think you'll understand what I mean by spiritual when we hit the questions here, and maybe I'll be able to help. The first one comes from Alex in New England. He says, many people think that they know. How do I know that I will ever know what it means to be spiritual? I'm not sure. Well, Alex, I don't know how old you are, but the fact that you even have this question in your craw, in your brain, the fact that you're even considering this question is an amazing thing to me. Amazing. Because most people just think, oh, well, I am spiritual, and then they move on. They've never done any inner work. They don't do anything that constitutes spiritual awakening or anything that would constitute beauty, the idea of going beyond their physiology, their psychology, their emotionalism. They won't go there. They just can't go there. So they just say they've done it or they're doing it. I see it all the time. The whole idea of spiritual, you ask me, many people think that they know. Spirituality is not something you know. Okay, deep, when you get in deeply into the whole idea of what it means to be spiritual, you can't know. That's the whole thing about it. That's how you can tell someone who's imagining it and someone who's authentic in it. You can't know. Who's to know? The whole idea of the spiritual is that the mind, the physical being of me, as Gregory, drops. There is none. That spiritual aspect of us has no thought. So it can't say, here I am, I'm spiritual. It just doesn't work like that, not even remotely. But this is the way people want to believe. It's a philosophy for people. And if they hear some philosophy that they like, that they can adorn with their ego, their vanity, their pride, and they can kind of put into the schematics of their life, then they think they're spiritual. I've had many a person who could argue points of quote-unquote theology or religiosity or any of that. They could argue the points, but they could never, ever realize that by doing that, it wasn't spiritual. So spiritual's indefinable. It's unconscionable. It has no relevance here in the human body at all. None at all. None. And people want to say, oh, yes, it does. It does. No, it doesn't. It has no relevance at all. It is something that is occurring over and over and over again in you and me, and we are missing it. So you ask me, Alex, many people think that they know. How do I know that I know? If you have to ask that question, you're not there. If you have to think that thought, you'll never get there. This is not something you obtain. Spirituality is not something you obtain. It's something you attain to. You must do certain things that liberate you, that allow you to see and recognize a bigger picture of life, that allows you to maturate and feel something beyond the idea of living as a separate individual and more into the oneness of life, the bigger picture of life. And once you have attained to that, then something of the other shore will start to reach you. And you will feel this other shore experience. You will feel it in many different ways, not just as a body experience, because it won't be that. It will be a form of an intelligence that you are already, that you merely shrugged off for the sake of having a body or an intellect or thinking or wanting or desiring or doing any of those things. You will know. Believe me, you will know, but not as a human being, not as a man, not as an Alex, not as a Greg. We can't know those things. Your essence, your deep spiritual essence exists, and learning how to attain to that which exists is the art of an authentic spiritual practice of which I do offer. But it requires a great deal of practice. It is not something you, like I say, obtain or achieve through mental and emotional jurisdictions of right and wrong, good and bad, mores, philosophies. It has nothing to do with any of that. It is a presence that lives within you as the authentic you, the authentic self, the authentic. And you and self are just such bad words here. But we don't have anything in our vernacular to cover this, because basically we don't deem it as a normal state of a person's life. So therefore, it doesn't appear to us to be valuable or can't be valuable. The value of entering into the spiritual is an amazing thing. It brings you into the very, shall we say, deep beauty you've always been looking for, whether you knew it or not. You see it in art. People will do amazing things of art, and you will see it in their art, in those little, I don't know how to explain it, glances of the infinite in art, where just even a brush stroke can bring about such great beauty and such great life. You see it and you go, oh, that is beautiful, or oh, that is unconscionable. You can't think about it. It's without words. It's awe. It's breathtaking. It has so much to offer. And in all of that, when you kind of go with that, you start to realize that everything is happening as a form of art in this world. Alex, you will never know as a man when you've touched it and when you've gone into it. Something other than the Alex, something other than the Greg will awaken. And you will start to see things in the light of the spiritual. This realm is not a realm of thinking where a person can actually function as thinking. It is a realm of intuitiveness, of great beauty. It's a realm where one thought does not exist into another. In fact, there are none. You are actually in the impressions of your life, the deep, profound impressions of your life. And when you find that, that is when something starts to click inside you. And you start to find yourself emerging into something that can't be explained. That's all I can say. It just can't be explained in words. It's just exquisite. I hope that helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. It is very hard to get over to people this idea of communication from one shore to another. It's a very difficult thing to explain love, spirituality, deep spiritual things, because they have no words. There isn't anything formulated around them to create a word. So it becomes kind of clumsy, and I hope I'm not obnoxious to you about that. Okay, the next one comes from Jim. He does not tell me where he lives. Who is spiritual and who is not in this world? Many claim to be. Jim, I don't know who is not spiritual. We all are. But I think what you're saying is, who are these people that think they're spiritual or tell us they're spiritual, and whether or not they are or not? I don't know any of these people, so I can't really speak on that subject. I don't know. I can see the tremors of spirituality in people. I can see it in their demeanor. I can see it in what they say, what they don't say. I think you're asking who has the knowledge and who doesn't, as it were. Who has the ability or the attainment and who doesn't? That is not something for me to say. There are people in this world, let's just take it on the physical, who would tell you things that are just not true. They will say things and coerce you, seduce you through thoughts and beliefs that make you feel as though you have control over your life, that you are doing well in your life by listening to what they have to say, and that you will have a better life. I can tell you for sure, this is not spiritual. They are not spiritual. I can tell you that for sure. A spiritual life is not the promise of what we in the West would call a better life. It just isn't that at all. So if that's what you're looking for, how to gain an advantage, maybe over old age, over death, over health, over money, over family, over situations where you're dealing with people and you have to deal with what they think, say, and do, blah, 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 then you're going to miss, because that's not what the depth of spirituality is really all about. It has nothing to do with it. To authentically find your spiritual nature and to devote your whole life to it, this is the way. Now, I'm going to tell you something here, and it's very, very important that you get it. Spirituality, deep, profound, inner work, is sufficient unto itself. It has nothing to do with benefits. And if you're looking for benefits, things that make you feel better about yourself, take away your guilt, your shame, whatever it is that you're dealing with, then you're missing, because the human being will always be the human being. If you search for what is spiritual through your body, through your mind, through your beliefs, through sifting through your genetic nature and all of the legions of people that live within you through your genetics, you're going to miss the entire situation. You're going to miss everything. But if you can listen through the heart, if you can listen through silence, if you can attain silence and treasure it for what it is, then you have something meaningful going on. Now you have something that is significant in your life. Yes, from there, through meditation, through silence, through determination, through being persevering through love and to love, you can unlock many aspects of your life, many, many aspects. And yes, then the revelation of being spiritual becomes authentic in your life. You will find how beautiful this all is. But until you find that, until that moment happens where you can devote your entire life to the process and your lifestyle of what it means to be spiritual, and that would be to live in meditation and silence. Now, I'm sure you're running around saying, well, I can't just sit in the lotus position all day. I have to work. It is what you carry with you from the lotus position, from sitting silently. It's a place that you keep inside of you. People bring either their noise or their silence with them in any given thing that they do. If you have noticed this, people who are noisy, people who are blusterous, people who are always looking for something to amuse them and occupy them, they're always looking for something to amuse them and occupy them. And this just keeps going and going and going in them until they just become so noisy and so, well, obnoxious that they miss their entire life, and their whole life is spent around the noise of the TV, the noise of their music, the noise of their conversation. Someone who has attained to any sense of spirituality, deep spirituality, is a person who knows the value of silence. A person who knows that which is and that which ain't, as I always like to say. That which is authentic and that which is not authentic. So you start to see things in the light of what it means to be loving and kind. Your actions denote a kindness and a compassion that they could not have gotten from your genetic heritage. So once you understand that and you can go beyond the idea, well, I've read this book and I've heard this lecture and that lecture. Once you can get beyond all of that and you can synthesize your silence into a lifestyle, that is when something spiritual, as you would say, has happened. And in that spirituality, you change your whole perspective of life, the whole meaning of your life. You begin to see it in the light of the light rather than in the darkness of fear and hate, which is what most of us do. We miss. We miss because we're looking for answers to make our minds happy, to make our emotionality calm down, to find some emotional place inside of us where we find a peace or whatever it is we're looking for to make us feel important, loved, cared about. People want unconditional love when they're very conditional people. We love our mischief. We do. We hate the suffering of our mischief, but we love our mischief. And we love it so much, we just keep it going and going and going. And we live by the dictates and the impressions of the imposters that live within us that tell us that we're being spiritual when we know a certain philosophy or we have been able to follow a certain logic. We miss the whole thing. It's just so sad. But that's what we do. So there you go, Jim. I hope that helped you. I do. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. This comes from Carrie, and I don't know if it's a male or female. Can this thing you teach be accessed with a minimal amount of time and effort? I don't want to spend my whole life on being spiritual or getting it. Carrie. Carrie, you're in the wrong pew here. You're in the wrong place. Yeah, you have to spend your whole life seeking. That's what it's all about. What'd you think this was? Something you just obtain and you go, oh, I get that. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Give as you shall receive and all that. Oh, yeah. I get that. And then that's it? You don't go any further with it? You don't want to be bothered with a spiritual practice? I'm telling you, a spiritual practice for those who have ingratiated themselves with the gratuitous lifestyle, find it very tedious, difficult, basically impossible, and annoying. Above all, they find it annoying. You sound like one of those people. You're not going to get it the way you are talking about it here. And I don't even know why you're listening to someone like me. Are you gathering information? Is that what this is all about? You want to gather some information and then put it in your little bento box that says this is spiritual. Just throw it in there. And then when you need it, you pull it out at a cocktail party or something. Is that what we're talking about? If that's the way, if that's what you're doing, you're missing. You have to understand, Carrie, this is a lifestyle. You ask me, this thing you teach, can it be accessed with a minimal amount of time and effort? You spend, if you're in the practice, if you're really working in the practice, you spend your whole life in it. Your entire life is in it. So, no, you're in the wrong place, and I don't know. I think, you know, when people find me who are like you, they're there to get that little, well, this is where it is. Can you go into it? It's an invitation. I'm inviting you to come and join me. That's what I'm doing. But if you can't accept the invitation, and if you can't even recognize that it is an invitation, that we're not going into some philosophy or occultism or whatever, well, then you're not ready for this. But I think it is very good for you to have been exposed to this quote-unquote thing that I teach as you talk about it. It is very important that you get that. Because if you get that, if you understand that, if you can perceive the invitation and at least acknowledge that it is there, then something of the other shore one day might reach you. A seed has been planted. And that's really what I do. I mostly just offer seeds. That's all it's about. And some of them that I plant germinate and do really well, and others of them just have to wait a long, long time. Sometimes many lifetimes before they can be allowed to germinate and do whatever it is they're going to need to do to to bless you one way or another. So I wish you well, Carrie. I don't think you understand the nature of this thing. I don't know what you would spend your time doing other than awakening. I don't think there's anything else I could even think of that would be as important as awakening to love, awakening to the mystery of this life, of being your own genuine mystic. I just don't know. I'm out of here. Please forgive me, Carrie, and all of you listening. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.